Well, Virginia Beach to Alaska is a big change. What attracted you to Alaska?
Well, there are two things. And to be honest with you, money is just about everything when you're trying to raise a family. You need a job, and you have to go where the work is. And Alaska is one of those places where they do put a lot of their finances in their fisheries. And so there are a lot of opportunities for somebody like myself who's interested in fisheries management. And where I'm from, there's very little fisheries management. And I was both a commercial fisherman and somebody taking classes to get on the other side of the fence, so to say, because the fisheries are so poorly managed over there. I've learned a lot of how not to manage a fishery, and I really long to go somewhere where a fishery has been managed for some time and learn from that process.
You say you were a commercial fisherman. What did you fish?
Everything that swam. We depleted all the stocks of just about everything we fished, and we have to upgrade our nets every year because there's a new size class of fish, a new species of fish, and before you know it, you'd have a 3-acre yard full of different size nets, and you may not have the right size net for the next year, and it got out of control. And when the fish stocks started to deplete, they'd put emergency orders in place where you couldn't catch anything, and it was just too hard to keep up with. And that's why I went to college, to learn how to better manage a fishery. And I also worked in the sport fish arena as well. I was a sport fish offshore captain for my grandfather in the summertime. So, you know, I kind of mixed it up pretty well all my life. And here I am, hoping to do the same thing, but in the management side of things.
How long did you juggle both jobs? I mean, well, commercial fishing in college and before coming up here.
For 20 years, I did both commercial and sport fishing. Different seasons kind of determined when and what I did. In the middle of winter, we did striped bass fishing. You know, we trolled for them. And in the summer, we went offshore for tuna and marlin, and we trolled for those. And spring and fall, and also winter and summer, did a little bit of gill netting, crab potting, crab dredging. And as far as myself, and when I wasn't doing that, I was out fishing for myself for fun, you know, drifting for flounder and trolling, you know, for whatever's inshore or offshore. So if I wasn't trying to make any money on the water, I was trying to enjoy it.
So now coming here to the Petersburg-Wrangell area, what are some of your goals here for this area?
Well, my goal is to try to understand the big picture of the fishery. That is what fisheries are going towards, is not just managing one stock of fish, but understanding how that stock is related to all the other stocks, and how one fishery's part in that, how any fishery's part is involved in the process. So I hope to understand all the other fisheries as well, not to an extent as say the local fishing goes, but what are the at what point does looking at say the draggers in Bering Sea, what are they doing to the salmon that may come up here, and that sort of thing. I want to try to really get involved with all these other fisheries and see how that really affects our local fisheries.
Anything you like to do outside of work in terms of hunting? You fish pretty much most of your life, but is there anything else that you would like to do here in Wrangell, you know, like take advantage of the Alaska outdoors and whatnot?
I love to harvest. I harvest fish, I harvest game. I enjoy showing others how to harvest, my children, to be to be honest with you, I really would like my children to follow my steps and be able to harvest the seeds and the land responsibly and give them the knowledge that they need so they can do it and be able to show their children. So that's what I like to do. I just like to pass on what I know, and I have a lot to learn here in Wrangell as far as game goes, but and fish as well. So that's going to be fun, learning how to do both here and learning how to do it responsibly.
Anything else you'd like to say about your new job or the Petersburg-Wrangell area?
Well, I think that this area is wonderful. I think the bounty it has is awesome, and I believe the people here know it. They're very happy so far. Everybody I've come across seems to be just living their dream life, and I hope that it continues. I know that fisheries management has its ups and downs, and I want everybody here in Wrangell to understand that I'm not in charge. I'm not managing anything for the sole purpose of a greater good. I am here as a team player. We're all a big team here. You have people who are processing the fish, people who are catching the fish, people who manage the fish, and all together we're all just one big team, and I hope that that team spirit shows here in the next few years as I get going.